Flanites, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to enjoy while you're falling asleep alongside the great television of our generation. Tonight we're on season 5, episode 23. It is The Michael Scott Paper Company. This one originally aired April 9th, 2009. Directed by Gene Stupnitsky. I feel like that might be the first time he's in the director's seat. Written by Justin Spitzer. Now, this is the 95th overall episode of The Office, which meant they were coming up on a major milestone. While previously in television was 100 episodes, that meant they can go to syndication and everybody would make a whole lot more money in reruns. And so this was a major step. We still have Idris Elba in as Charles Minor, and we're about to get Ellie Kemper for our first performance as Aaron Hannon. Now, I know in the past I've talked about other Office podcasts. I talked, you know, my love of Office Ladies is partially what inspired this show. And last year, I guess around this time, somewhere towards the end of the summer, there was the limited series by Brian Baumgartner, The Office Deep Dive. And I found that to be highly, highly enjoyable. But what I would like to direct you to is that series. I don't know if it's the same exact podcast feed, but The Office Deep Dive that Brian Baumgartner did. They are releasing the full interviews in that feed, and they are absolutely delightful. I would say that's another example of a podcast where I could fall asleep to it, but you like want to hear the stories and the information. They're excellent, superb. The Steve Carell one I thought was amazing. It's just great to hear the actors reflect both on their time on the show, their thoughts on what made it such a special show, from the creation process, the casting process, the overall environment of the show, but then also just how much time, care, thought, and attention went into the world building and the character building aspect of the show. It's like, it's no accident that this show is so resonant, and I've always found it fascinating to dig into the reasons why that would be the case. Like, what are these, you know, quintessential building blocks that create something amazing? And I think we are very lucky to have those reflections coming in the form of these podcasts, because, you know, great stuff like this doesn't always get dissected. And so, look, we're not getting a breakdown of the Mona Lisa or anything like that, but I'm also glad that there's such an open discussion with the cast and crew versus, you know, I'm trying to think. There's been a couple of things in the past where I, like, really want to dig into it and sink my teeth into it, but sometimes creators will say, oh, you know, it's up for the interpretation, or I would say, you know, Childish Gambino is a good example of that, or Frank Ocean is pretty private, and I understand their perspectives. They'll say, you know, this, it no longer belongs to me, it belongs to the audience, like, everybody has their own thing, but I think the unique nature of the show continues to reflect that, even 15 years later as they dig into it. So just a strong recommendation for the full-length interviews on the Office Deep Dive. You know, if you want to cherry-pick your favorite characters, they just did the episode with Matt Sohn, who was behind the camera, who was a camera operator for all 9 seasons. Amazing. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I typically listen to podcasts at 2 to 2.5 times speed, but that one I've actually just been listening at regular speed, just savoring it and enjoying it, finding it very calming. So let's get into the Michael Scott Paper Company tonight. We start off with, and you know what? We have the PT Cruiser coming towards the screen. I didn't realize that this was a mistake when Michael comes up and says, "It's Britney, bitch." And it took me probably a year of watching the show over and over to realize it's actually a Lady Gaga song. But this is a great bit where Michael was trying to pull in to the parallel parking spot. He bumps the back of the car, and then he just leaves, even though it's a massive spot. We got Ryan coming in with bleach blonde hair. They took away my parking space, but they can't take away my pride. We have Michael climbing out of the roof of the PT Cruiser convertible. Michael fails to cut the red ribbon as they go into their new office. Welcome to the Michael Scott Paper Company. And we're in as they sit in their tiny closet. Oh yeah, this is a great one when they switch the theme of the intro and they show scenes from the office, the scenes from the Michael Scott Paper Company. You got Ryan and Pam and a mess around the copier. And we're back up in the office with Kelly staring at Charles Minor. Kelly is not talking. Hey, Kelly. Yes, Charles, he wanted me. The new receptionist is also named Kelly. Kelly will run in every time he calls for Kelly. Jim says it's not the worst plan he's ever had. Yes, Charles, you wanted me. I'm going to call you Kapoor and you Aaron. Aaron takes her middle name. Aaron. My middle name is Rajini Gonda. I love this one because Kevin says, I thought Rajini Gonda was a boy's name. Down in the Michael Scott Paper Company, we have a very loud pipe. Surge of water carries our business out to the sea. Michael says we wait for people to show up to the pancake luncheon. Updated contacts, quotes from suppliers, a pancake evite. Only 11 no's. 788 not yet replied. Evite. I think my mom literally still uses Evite. And it's a decent concept. Unparalleled customer service. And there's now a silent debate happening Pam. And who doesn't? The worst part is I like making copies. It's cold in there. The paper comes out warm. We have Andy wearing some fresh hunting gear. Clearly a hunter. Looks like some buddies. Dwight says, I'm taking Andy hunting. Not long ago, we were sexual competitors. That my hatred blossomed to a very real friendship. Ryan, we're gonna hang out Scranton style. She's like a 6 in New York, which is a 7 in Scranton. A very private conversation right in front of everybody. I think this is one of my least favorite. I mean, there's a couple later. It's one of my least favorite, like, runners in the show. When Charles asks for a rundown of clients, and Jim's like, what is a rundown? I'll be exhausted. And the whole episode, he's like, what is a rundown? I don't know why this one bothers me so much. It's like, Jim is usually, there's a fine line between competent and competent and lazy. I think this one leans too far and too incompetent. Now we are in the kitchen and Aaron is getting ice. And Dwight says, look, there was a ghost on this floor. Oh my God. She walks these hallways. If you ever feel a tapping on your shoulder, it could mean that you're next. Just got some ice, Aaron says. And then we have Andy come in and do a little dance. Dwight does not find this humorous. I like this one. We have Dwight. Hey, buddy. Ryan, get to the copy. We have Ryan watching a classic YouTube video. Sounds like running GM is better than fixing a car. Somebody make a copy. I don't make copies. I make originals. Stop the bickering. And now you have Toby in the bathroom. And it comes right through the vent. Michael not feeling it. We have Paris, London. Does that say Reading? Beijing, USA, for the world clocks. And then we have a slow zoom in of, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott. At least they do have a copier. And they have their laptops. Ryan says you could be hot too if you made any effort. Michael talking to his mom on the phone. R thinks he's too good to be here, and P is not as much fun without Jim. P is being a giant P. I love that line. Ryan's gonna go make a spreadsheet. They say it is a mistake to hire your friends. I hired my best friends. This is what I get. Nothing. Dwight says, when I saw you talking to Aaron, your pupils dilated and your skin flushed and there was blood that rushed into your penis. A little bit of blood rushed into mine as well. He does not want to step on your funk. Dwight will cede her to you. Boom. Michael can't move his chair out from behind the desk. Some people in this office are not getting along. As they sit at the poker table. This office space is too small. Each corner is a personal space. You can fire one of us. Get pumped about the corner idea. Rock the house. How would we know that? Jim back in accounting, asking Oscar and Kevin, can you, this rundown better be good? I can't, that was hours ago. What have you been doing? Ryan says, hey cop, you like donuts? And you ran off. Pam is not enjoying this and gets up to go to her corner, which is just a chair facing the wall. Michael says, that's my corner. I can't relax in the same corner where I work. Pam, I don't make the rules. No, I don't want an iPhone. I know what an iPhone is. Charles wants to know if Jim has started on the rundown. I'm just taking a break. Do you have a rundown I could take a look at? You're working hard on this. Oh, testy. Testy exchange there. And back to work, Jim. Hey. Hey, Charles. Says Pam. Pam would like her old job back. Job's been taken. Pam could come back as a salesman or personal assistant. Decline, personal shopper. I'll see you around the building. Pam, just gonna sit there for a little bit longer. The air, I don't remember the air smelling so good. She misses her office. The office. We have Stanley and Phyllis. Checking everything out. It's really cute, says Phyllis. You remember Ryan? She's upstairs talking to Charles. Ryan, are we staying until 5? I should leave. I should start my own paper company. That'll show them. Michael having a little bit of panic. Free pancakes. They are delicious. They are nutritious. Enough with a texting machine, Ryan. Tuck in your shirt. We have a nice big square pancake from Michael. Michael rocking a pretty cool apron. Jim must send the rundown to the distribution list as per Charles. Jim is very confused and he says, just faxing my dad a rundown. Pam really pitching and selling. I don't have a card. A little scrap of paper. Creed says you gotta make them in a circle. I don't even want these. You get a bunch of pancakes from Creed's jacket. Meredith will take them for her kid. Then we're up in the break room and we got Dwight playing the guitar and Andy playing the banjo. You're good. Andy, it's a little choppy. It took me a while too. And we get a pretty sweet lick from Andy. Oh, you heard that? Dwight says it's technically proficient, but there's not a lot of soul. And we get him up. We get a pretty sweet guitar solo. In West Virginia. And a pretty... Now in German. Pretty intense duel. Please have a look. West Virginia. Mount Mama. Aaron, and then they sing to each other. And I'm playing together, and Aaron left, and Toby is like, hey, you have to stop. We got Michael sitting alone at the pancake breakfast, and heads back to his new office. Michael once had a dream. He had a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich. He tried to make that sandwich. In real life, it's disgusting. I'm telling you this. Pick up the phone. Michael's got paper company. This is Pam. Hi, Russell from the Pancake Luncheon. How are you? How can I make that happen? Free delivery on any order, and they're scrambling. Everybody is scrambling. Ryan, get out of here. 23 boxes and 43 a box. Just say the word. I guarantee that you will be satisfied. Your satisfaction is our guarantee. All right, thank you, Russell. I made a sale. Yeah, little dance. Who would have thought the thing that would save this company would be work and pancakes? This day had its ups and downs as Ryan climbs into his mom's station wagon. Michael says, to be honest, 165 square feet sounds like a lot. Someone went to the bathroom. That is really what it's at. The heart. Now we have a kitchen. Every song is better a cappella, says Andy to Dwight. Name another one. Enter Sandman. Better a cappella. Angela, not impressed with their little friendship, and Oscar's there to enjoy it too. So that will do it for Michael's Got Paper Company. We will see you in the next one, which is Heavy Competition. Good night, sleep tight.